The audience poll question related to Dr. Vinook's topic was as follows. Agree, disagree, or in between. With informed patient consent in specific clinical situations, it's reasonable to use bevacizumab for patients with metastatic disease who've experienced an arterial event 6 months previously. 2/3 of the audience disagreed, and Dr. Vinook began the faculty discussion by commenting on a question from the audience about the relationship, if any, of dose of bevacizumab and these events.
I'm unaware of any data that shows any relationship between the dose of bevacizumab and the risk of those events. And one of the flaws in the pooled analysis, of course, is these were a variety of doses. Although the doses, more or less, were 5 mg per kg, were based on the frequency of the use of bevacizumab. So, although one of them was the high-dose bevacizumab regimen in FOLFOX, but I'm unaware of any data telling us that one dose or another has a differential risk.
What about low molecular weight heparin or aspirin in these patients?
I personally use aspirin in elderly patients, especially this age group that Alan just mentioned, over 65 years old. I mean, there are data that we should all use aspirin when we're over 40 anyway. And that's one of those things that I actually take every day if I don't forget it. And it's very difficult to conduct a prospective trial randomizing patients to aspirin, no aspirin. So I think we have to make oncologic sense out of it, since it's safe to give from all the data we know, and it makes some sense. I use it in my clinical practice, and we'll probably never see any clinical trial being done regarding this issue. I don't use low molecular weight heparin just for convenience purposes, cost issues, etc.